Hi guys, it's Cinnamon. I am here in Indianapolis at the End of the World Tour for KISS. It has been an absolutely incredible show. I gotta tell you, people, if you get a chance to see them, do it. They're fucking amazing. Definitely a good time, guys. Yes, my friends, that is me at KISS. I told you I wanted to bring a little bit of it to you, and I did. That was one of their encores. Beth, of course, one of the favorites. Again, great concert. Hello, everyone. I am Cinnamon. Welcome once again to another episode of Cinnamon Chronicles. My perspective of this crazy-ass thing I run through right now called life. It has been an incredible summer. And I'm checking some stuff off my list. So, without further ado, let's get started with KISS checked off my list. The funny thing is I really didn't think it would be that difficult to get out of the state with a hurricane pummeling towards you. But obviously it was. But again, long story short, I made it out. And I made it out okay. Got to my destination a little later, but you know what? I was good. The big reason, of course, was I was going up there to spend some time with a good friend. And, of course, to see KISS. I kind of have wanted to see him for a while, but I never actually did get to go see him. So it was kind of fun to actually be able to get that accomplished and kind of... And plus, I haven't been in a rock concert in quite a long time. And being post-op from knee surgery, you know, being mobile is a big thing for me now. And so being able to attend something like that, I was kind of a little nervous. I wondered how I would be able to handle it, but I knew it would be okay. Great thing about concerts now is the whole tailgating concept. This tailgating before games and concerts, it's a fucking cool thing. Of course, you know, I met Heather's husband, Brad, and adorable man, beautiful man, just perfect husband for her. It was so fun to meet him, and he was extremely funny, as she said. I swear to God, I was laughing so hard, my stomach was hurting, and we hadn't even made it that far into the concert yet, so I knew it was going to be a good thing. So tailgating. Yeah, we tailgated in the parking lot before. Got to get you a little bit of a good buzz going. But we did, man. They had some fucking peach moonshine. Holy shit, was that good. You know, it's really cool when you hang out with people who have moonshine. You know, it's not a redneck thing. It's just a cool thing to have moonshine. And peach, it was a little risky for me because I'm very crazy about, you know, peach flavored shit. But actually, that shit was good. Even though it didn't have everything in it, it was still good. So we walked in, and of course the lines were long. I was absolutely amazed at the people I saw coming to this concert. More of them than anything were an older group of people. Of course, they're a band of the 70s. Of course, you know, a lot of those people are going to be older, and there were a few younger kids there, families, but the people dressing up was great. I was surprised I didn't see a little bit more than that. But, you know, it was all good. Amazing thing, though, when you go to a concert anymore, it's like the, you know, food and drink, it's fucking everywhere. But when we walked in, of course, we had lawn seats because I'm kind of, you know, as older I get, I get a little paranoid of being in a group of people. So I kind of like to stay kind of off to the side. And so we sat in the lawn, and so funny, we walked in, they're like, where do you want to sit? And I'm like, I want to sit all the way up there. And we sat all the way in the fucking upper left-hand corner of the building, or of the venue. And I got to tell you, man, it was cool. It was cool sitting up there. There was a breeze blowing. I could see some shit. And little did I know, I could look down and actually see the buses where the guys were. So it was really cool, even though I didn't see anything. But we sat down, made our way, and of course, you know, we didn't get the seats. You know, it was, all that shit was kind of stupid. But we proceeded to sit there and, of course, watch the people file in and all the activities. And people watching is one of my favorite fucking things to do. You know, because you just sometimes you just never know what you're going to see. And I knew this would be good. So we gathered our people around us. We had a nice mixture. We had some young people, and, you know, people started coming in. We're all like, okay, let's not let a whole lot of people in here because, you know, we don't want to get too crowded. But, you know, we get our crowd of people in there, and the concert starts. And, of course, that's where the fun begins. It's really, really cool when they have those big screens because you can kind of, it kind of gives you a little bit of a different perspective. But, of course, the music started, and the opening act wasn't a band, it was a painter, and the guy who does a really, really cool painting, you know, he plays music, and he paints this music, and it comes up with this beautiful picture, but that was their pre-concert festivity, so it was kind of fun to watch, and they ended up fundraising to get rid of those portraits, because they were really, really cool. But the neatest thing was, of course, they have this camera in the background or this camera in the back room and watches them walking out. So, you know, you're getting prepared. You know, the excitement kind of rolls a little bit. You see them walking through that door and you see them, you know, these men all in this face paint and these big-ass costumes and these big-ass shoes. And you're like, holy shit, it's about to go down. And it did. I have to say my new favorite now for concerts are outside venues. I don't know. I just like the openness of it. And the way they build them these days, the sound is absolutely incredible. So once they hit the stage, of course, that's when all the rise starts. You know, the crowd goes crazy and the music starts. The fireworks starts. I expected pyro. Some of it was a little unnerving at first because, you know, it didn't You know, you never know what to expect. So it was a little unnerving, but I got into it, and it was a good show. It went on actually for quite some time, and I was able to stand for the whole thing. And, of course, you know, there was a lot of entertainment. It was so funny. They kept saying, you know, wanting everybody to get wild. And, of course, as I'm looking around, I'm going, I don't know, Gene and Paul, this doesn't look like too wild of a fucking crowd, I gotta tell you. There were a lot of older people there. And the funny thing is when you see the young kids, the really young kids that were really jamming out and having a good time, and it's, you know, I had my friend Heather and I, we looked at each other and we laughed and we're like, they weren't even born yet when they were first. So it's like, do they even know who they are? So again, the people watching was hysterical, and it's really good to make friends with the people around you, you know, because you never know what they're going to fucking do. Which, you know, I always have a tendency to make friends with people around me because, you know, again, you're going to spend a little time with them, you know, at least be cordial and have some fun and kind of gauge what kind of fun you're going to be able to have. I wasn't real thrilled about the one chick that sat to the left of us on the other side of Brad, though. He kept us on his right because, you know, he could hear better. And I got to tell you, this chick was flipping her ass in his face constantly. That kind of shit was driving me insane. I almost wanted to throw punches. Like, look, bitch, he's taken. You need to move it on down the road. But yeah, I held my tongue, which sometimes is actually very, very hard. But the fun, you know, we were about an hour and a half in before the clothes started coming off. And of course, yeah, it was the young guys in front of us, you know, who the shirts started coming off. And that kind of stuff is just, you don't have to drink it, the shit like this. I just love watching all the people. It's just hysterical. And, you know, my days of drinking heavily around people that I don't know are very, very numbered anymore because you never know what you're going to get when you're around a crowd of people that you don't know. You just got to be safe. But it's funny. There were things that I didn't care for, and it's like, oh shit, you know, now that really makes me feel fucking old. But yeah, things I didn't care for were, of course, I wasn't really a fan of the God of Thunder when, you know, we bit the blood pellet, you know, that, you know, and Gene in that tongue, it's like, it's just hysterical. And you just gotta wonder sometimes, it's like, that shit ain't real. And it's like, you know, when you hear the jokes, and my friend's husband, Joe's like, yeah, you girls know that you want that. And I got to tell you, the first fucking thought that went through my head, fuck no, I don't want that shit. I have no idea where that tongue's been. Not trying that shit, but yeah, but you know you're really old at a concert when you're sitting there and all this pyro's going off, and all of a sudden my friend and I looked at each other and we just started laughing. She goes, "Oh my God." I'm like, "Oh my God, I know it. Look at all that fire." I said, "Oh my God, I hope that drummer's safe." Yeah, you know you're fucking old when you go to a concert and all you're really concerned about is the safety of everybody and the pyro going off. It may have sounded boring, but I gotta tell you, it was still a good time. Very entertaining, and we were able to stand for like the whole thing. But I gotta tell you, big O' rigmarole, man, big O' ruckus when they left. Not really a ruckus, but made a big O' scene. They were running out of there in Escalades and police cars. It was really, really good. But that wasn't always the big highlight of my weekend, to tell you the truth. There were more aspects of the weekend that were very, very, very much even better than the concert, actually. And but fun time. Didn't get trashed. Saw a lot of people being carried out. It's like, and you know, it's just some things I just don't understand. But you know what? We'll touch a little bit more on that a little bit later.
My good friend Cinnamon asked me to opine on a subject or two now and again. And to be honest, I hesitated to do this. Not so much because I don't have opinions on absolutely everything, but more because sometimes these are misinterpreted as rants. I really look at it as more of a discussion on idiocy, the lack of common sense in today's world, the inability for people to just act in a normal fucking way. So we were discussing just the other day, concerts, and going to concerts, the ticket prices at concerts, the behavior of people at concerts. I simply don't understand it. There's a couple of different folks that just irritate the hell out of me. There's the fellow that can't sit down. Before the show starts, they're up, they're down, they're walking here and there and everywhere, for no particular reason. You know, if these people wanted to run a 5K, they should have signed up for one. This is a fucking concert. You paid $100 damn for that ticket. Sit in the seat. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, it's mostly young people, though. You know, it's millennials. They can't stay focused long enough to even, you know, sit down and have a conversation or watch the show, for that matter. It's not just before the show. They're up and down the whole damn show. You know, it's crazy. And what are they doing? I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. Do they have bladder issues? Do they have to go to the bathroom every 6 minutes? Or maybe it's that they're alcoholics because every time they come back to their seat, they've got two more drinks. I mean, are we at a bar or are we at a concert? I don't understand. And why do you need all those drinks when clearly everyone is fucking smoking marijuana because you can barely goddamn breathe in these places anymore? I'm not a prude. I'm an old guy. I get it. You know, I don't personally smoke it, but hey, do what you want. But Jesus Christ, I mean, how do you even hear the music? Or how can you, I mean, I just don't understand. It's out of control. Whatever. I'm a little off course here. I don't understand the whole get up, walk around thing. The other thing I don't understand is why do you feel like in stadium seating, you got to stand up the whole fucking time? You and I both know that you only like about 3 songs off the album. You don't like all 15. They're not that good. I mean, I understand the guy's got to fill the space up, you know, but you know you're not streaming every damn song, that you got to stand up for every song. I'm an old guy. Like I said, I sit down. I bought that seat. I'm going to use it. But now you're fucking standing up in front of me, and I'm forced to stand. I don't like it. You know, if I wanted to stand around for 4 fucking hours, I'd have played a round of golf. And I don't even like golf. So don't get me started on that. You know what? Buy your ticket. or in stadium seating, it's a big goddamn screen. If you can't see the stage, sit down and watch the show. Or go get that drink you seem to need. Whatever. Just get out of my fucking way. I don't like it. I just don't like it. Maybe I should just stay home and watch videos. Except nobody does videos anymore. When the fuck did MTV become a movie channel? I'm off course again. Anyway, the point is, use some common sense, people. It's a concert. We go there, we're supposed to enjoy the show, which means we watch the show, we enjoy the musicianship, we listen to the music. It's not a place where we hang out and we get high, or we get drunk, or we run a 5K. I mean, figure that shit out, please. Cinnamon, I don't know. Maybe you had a different experience. You can tell us about it. But you know what? I'm just tired of it.
Even though the weekend started out a little bit hectic, I'm trying to get out of the city and get to my destination in order to participate in the main event for the weekend, which happened to be the concert. Honestly, that wasn't my most favorite part of the weekend. When I sit back and I look at what my favorite thing was about that weekend was the reconnecting that I did. Reconnecting with Heather and meeting her husband and his family. shout out to the Clousers. You guys are a fun bunch of fucking people and I enjoyed your company. Sitting around a campfire and just talking and just getting to know new people is something that I truly, truly enjoy. And of course, for selfish reasons, of course, you know, because I find that I'm promoting my podcast wherever I go anymore. It's almost like selfishly I'm promoting my podcast, but I just want to share. I want to share fun things. I want to give shout outs to people who, or even things that are a part of my weekend. Shout out to Noblesville, to Tales and Trends. It's a nice little boutique around Ginger's Cafe. Again, we're giving a shout out to that, where my good friend Chris and I happened to have lunch and we walked over and it's a little consignment shop, I guess, kind of, sort of, in the city of Noblesville, and all of the proceeds from what they sell in their shop, and they have a lot of resale items, but all the proceeds go to the Humane Society for Hamilton County, so by all means, people, go. They had some pretty nice stuff there, from what I could tell. But shout out to them and any business that works in conjunction with any kind of animal foundation is certainly good in my book. And Ginger's Cafe, cute little eclectic shop. It's not really a shop. It's a nice little fun place to go for breakfast or any meal. Yeah, if you guys are in that area, if you even live up there, people, check it out. It was a really good place to go and eat. They had kick-ass pancakes, too. Pancake girl. But again, it wasn't necessarily, you know, the concert itself that was the highlight of my weekend. Again, the highlight was just reconnecting with my friend Cindy, who picked me up from the airport, and we've been friends for years, and just getting to see her and to hug her neck and just spend time with her is always a blessing to me. And then I reconnected with my friend Chris, who's a sorority sister of mine from, you know, my days in Indianapolis going to IUPUI. It's amazing how sometimes you drift away from people, and life happens. It just happens to be that way, but you just kind of roll with it. And of course, the extra surprise that I had a visit from a friend from a very long time ago, a good 30 years, and totally unexpected, but yet totally, it was such a blessing. It was such a good it's good to see sometimes things from your past because it lets you see things in a different perspective. And shout out to my friend Butch. I had a lot of laughs with him. We had a lot of good times and shared a lot of joy. And it's good to see that he's doing okay. And you know, our lives go on. It's all how you adapt to it. And that's what we got to do. We just got to keep on adapting, which again is course part of my podcast. But you know what? Just live your days and have some fun. And of course, you know, getting back to the state of Florida was actually easier than it was getting out of Florida. It was crazy. Had a nice, peaceful flight back and got in just in time. You know, I missed all the hurricane mayhem because, of course, he decided to go in another direction and totally missed us in Florida, which again is a blessing. I prayed for that as well. But, you know, again, recollecting, I mean, it was probably one of the best weekends I've had in a very, very, very long time. A very good way to spend a summer that I've spent kind of taking a look back and reflecting and just starting over in this new phase of life that I'm in. And of course, over the weekend, that weekend also, I celebrated a year being post-op on my left knee. I am totally almost back to 100% on that one. I've got just about full flexion back in my foot, but life is beautiful, man, and you know, we just have to make the best of it. So that's what we do. We just keep on going. And you know, when we keep on going, we all know that it's never a straight line, but gotta enjoy those curves. You know, I just want to thank you all once again for joining me for this episode of Cinnamon Chronicles. As I stated, it's been quite a summer of reflection and remembrance and rediscovering things about myself and just blooming where I'm planted. The curves that have been thrown to me and the stressors and everything that I've had over the last few years, it's all just kind of faded away, and now it's like a new beginning for me. And being a part of this podcast is definitely a new beginning for me. Again, I'm available on 9 platforms. You can find me on Instagram at cinnamon_chronicles. You can also find me on excuse me, on Twitter under Cinnamon Chronicles. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook on my Facebook page, Cinnamon Chronicles. And you know what? Just shout me out. Leave me a message after my podcast. Look up in the show notes and I'll tell you how to do that, because I always love hearing from everything. And that's one thing that I love every week when I put out a new episode of Cinnamon Chronicles, how people react to it and how, you know, if it resonates with them, or even if it just, you know, makes them smile. I love hearing things like that. And I've got a lot more in store for you guys. And I gotta tell you, I gotta share a little bit of more of that on the weeks to come. But let's all keep remembering that we all just need to keep moving forward. And we all know it, forward is never a straight line. Everyone, enjoy your curves. But for God's sakes, stay in your lane. Until next time, my friends.